With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This program has been paid for by N3 Oceanic Incorporated. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of N3 Oceanic or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT. Always consult your doctor or other qualified medical professional before beginning any exercise, diet, or nutritional program. Results quoted are not typical. Your results will vary. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. My name is Paul Pirillo, and as we refer to this program affectionately, it could be the most important show on the radio when it comes to your overall health. And on this edition of the Rescue Healthline, we're going to be talking about exercise and aging. And we're going to be discussing, among other things, some of the products from Rescue, like the LDLXQ10, the Level DL, the HDL Plus, that one always catches me up, the LDLX2, all the Rescue Omegas, and many, many more products as we progress through the hour. And of course, you're an important component of the program. We welcome your questions, comments, concerns, testimonials. Yeah, we like them too. When I open up the phone lines in just a few minutes, be among the first people to jump on board and talk with Dr. Eric Levy, who joins us on this edition of the Rescue Healthline. We are live, we are local, and we say hello to our good friend, Dr. Eric Levy. Thanks for being with us here on the Rescue Healthline.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me.
We are going to talk about exercise and aging on this edition of the program, and sometimes people may turn around and say, I find it hard to believe that one goes hand in hand with the other. We oftentimes think of people as they age, exercising less or not exercising at all. But I guess our conversation today comes amidst the backdrop of a new study that shows, Dr. Levy, people who exercise are able to delay the aging process in many different ways. So what's the primary takeaway from this study?
So, Paul, this study looked at some amateur cyclists. These aren't, you know, people that are high elite class athletes. They recruited 125 male and female healthy amateur cyclists who were ages 55 to 79, and they've been cycling for nearly all of their adult lives. So what they did was they had the participants provide blood samples and muscle biopsies, and they compared them to a group of healthy adults who really didn't take part in any regular types of activity. And the group consisted of 55 young adults aged 20 to 36 and 75 older adults aged 57 to 80. And what the results showed, Paul, is that a loss of muscle mass and strength, which is often believed to be normal part of aging, really didn't occur in these amateur cyclists. And in addition, their body fat and cholesterol levels really didn't increase with age. So another interesting thing, Paul, is the men's testosterone levels also remained high rather than declining with age. That actually suggested that the males that were exercising could have avoided that male menopause that we talk about.
Sure.
And also, Paul, the exercise appeared to have an anti-aging effect on the immune system of the cyclists, you know, as well as their muscles. So really the findings emphasize the fact that the cyclists do not exercise because they're healthy, but they are healthy because they have been exercising for such a long portion of their lives. So, you know, this really, Paul, goes to what you and I have been saying for years now, is how important exercise is to the health of our body, and not just exercise, but combining the three things that we talk about: exercise, sleep, and nutrition.
One of the things that the study found is that people who exercised did not see an increase in their cholesterol level with age. So, you know, we talk a lot on this program about cholesterol, both good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, but What does, what age does cholesterol typically raise, and when should we become concerned about cholesterol?
Well, Paul, I think it's multifactorial. I think there are a lot of things that come into play. So I think the first thing you have to do when you're looking or concerned about your numbers, your cholesterol numbers, is know your family history. And that's what we talk about, is knowing if there are people in your family that have high cholesterol. Okay. That can be a red flag to say, I better take a peek and make sure my cholesterol numbers are okay. So family history is extremely important. Activity level is important, Paul. People who are sedentary tend to have higher numbers when it comes to everything. That's why exercise, Paul. That's why we talk about exercise as being so very important, because it can make the numbers a lot better than they are when you're just sedentary in that so-called couch potato. Also, Paul, there is some natural aging issues, where things do tend to slow down. Our renal function slows down a little bit. People say that our blood pressure increases a little bit with age. So all these things put together can increase our cholesterol levels over time, and again it happens at different rates to different people. So we might start noticing a rise in our cholesterol in our late 20s, our early 30s, our early 40s, late 40s, early 50s, late 50s. So it really, there's no number, Paul, that you reach and say, okay, well, my numbers are going to get high now. It's kind of, as I said in the beginning, multifactorial, and it really takes time.
A few things as a result of this study. I don't want people to think that, oh, well, look, you're talking about cyclists, and that's a very intense type of exercise. We have stressed the importance of exercise on, I think, every show that we have done together, as you said, Dr. Lebby, for years. And we're not necessarily talking about that high-level exercise, but just getting out and walking. Now that the weather hopefully is going to get a little bit nicer, although there's another nor'easter headed this way Tuesday into Wednesday. Yeah, Mother Nature's not giving up her grip on winter just yet. But we talk about exercise, just getting out, walking around the block, or if you have a gym membership that you haven't used in a few weeks or a few months or even a few years, maybe you want to get back to the gym. But nobody's telling you that you got to be over there in the corner and lifting those weights. You could easily get started exercising on a treadmill at the gym. Or better yet, how about that treadmill that you got for Christmas a few years back? Now all it is a clothes hanger. The clothes are draped over the the treadmill in the basement. Yeah, we've all been there. We've done that. So, exercise doesn't need to be as rigorous as was outlined in this study, but any type of exercise is going to go a long way to benefiting you overall when it comes to your health.
Oh, no doubt, Paul. And I want to also emphasize, I don't think this article was talking about, elite athletes. These are just people that cycle for fun. I mean, we talk about 150 minutes of exercise per week. That's 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week. You're absolutely right, Paul. It doesn't have to be the cycling, up and down big hills. Just going out and bike riding. Gardening is a form of exercise. Anything you do that increases your heart rate is, really considered an exercise type activity. And the key, Paul, is doing something that you enjoy and that you're going to want to do every day. The hardest part, Paul, is getting started. Once you get started, you're gonna find that you're gonna want to do it. It's just getting over that hump. It's especially for those people that are very sedentary. You always find yourself saying, I'm going to start that exercise tomorrow. And then tomorrow turns into next week, into next month, into next year. Same thing with dieting. It's the same exact psychological conundrum. I'm going to start my diet tomorrow. Oops, I had a big bowl of ice cream. I'm going to start it the next day, the next week, the next month. And then 10 pounds later and 10 pounds and a year later, we're no better than we were. So you really, some people just need that kickstart. And there's some of the products that we'll talk about today might be able to just give you that kickstart. And, you know, one of those products, Paul, that I recommend to my patients is the Rescue Orosine. And I find the Rescue Orosine to be really, really helpful when it comes to exercise, because it really helps increase our exercise tolerance. And it really will give us that little kick in the rear that we need. You know, the Rescue Orosine is important when we talk about ATP or adenosine triphosphate, which is really the fuel for our cells. And it really can help, you know, build that ATP in our cells and really give us that extra little bit of energy that we need to get started. You know, also very closely related to that is the Cardio Power. The Rescue Cardio Power, again, has the same ingredient as the Rescue Orosine. The inosine, which is in the orosine, is also in the Rescue Cardio Power, along with some other vitamins and nutrients that can really help jumpstart your heart. And another important thing, Paul, to remember is people, when they start exercising, always hear, you know, check with your doctor, you know, look for arrhythmias and other things like that. Well, guess what? The Cardio Power and the Rescue Orosine really help protect your heart from arrhythmias. It really helps work at lowering your blood pressure, preventing arrhythmias. So there are two more things that are important when you're starting exercise directly from being sedentary. And, you know, that's another reason why those two products can really help when you're getting started. And today we'll talk about some other products that are really excellent to help with the exercise and aging process. But I just wanted to bring up those two when it comes to those people out there that are just, you know, thinking about getting started, but feel like they need that extra little push.
All right, and speaking of just getting started, we are just getting started here on this edition of the Rescue Healthline, and you know the drill. If you want to, and I encourage you, call in now. If you have a question for Dr. Lebby, now is the time to call. Maybe it's a question about cholesterol. Maybe it's a question about exercise. Maybe you want to know more about the Rescue LDL Q10, some of the products that we're going to bring up throughout the hour here. Call now. If you want to jump on board, you're going to get a free bottle of Rescue 1250 when you give us a call. Toll-free call, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. You can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push pound 1210 and you get on the air. Talk to Dr. Lebby. We're going to send you a free bottle of Rescue 1250. And who doesn't like a free bottle of Rescue 1250? And you say, well, I just ordered it. I got, you know, a few bottles here on the counter. Then give it to somebody else that you know could use it. So call in now. Don't wait until, you know, 8 minutes before the top of the hour, then expect to get on the air. It's just not going to happen because, we don't want to backload the program. We have plenty of time now for you to call in and talk with Dr. Lebby. In the meantime, if you want to take advantage of this weekend's promotion, you might want to get on that personal device of yours, that computer, that laptop, that smartphone, maybe even that tablet, and take advantage of this offer. You can save 40% when you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles when you use your exclusive radio show coupon code WPHTSAVE40. That's WPHTSAVE, the number 40. So that's right. You're going to have 40% savings when you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles. But you got to use that coupon code. It's vital in order to get that savings. WPHTSAVE40. Now, if your order totals more than $99, yep, you're going to get bonus free shipping. So it's a win-win all around. Now you say, how do I take advantage of this offer? Go to myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. That's myrescue, R-E-S-Q. MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT. You can place your order right now, even as I'm speaking, or you can wait about 40 minutes and call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-26-ALIVE, or if you prefer the numbers, it's 1-800-262-5483. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perello along with Dr. Eric Levy, and we're talking about exercise and aging, but we're talking about the products from Rescue that could help you achieve your goal of exercising as you age. But this is not something that's just meant for people in their 60s or 70s. You too, folks in their 20s and 30s and 40s, you can pay attention to what we're talking about and take advantage of these products right now. And before we get back into the topic, as we progress through the hour, we take phone calls, 855-839-1210, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Karen in West Mount Airy, heeding our advice, calling in early. Good morning, Karen. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have been taking Rescue 1250 for more years than I can count, so that I'm at least 10, maybe 15 years.
Okay.
And my husband and I take it faithfully. We take the omega-3 1250 plus with calamarine. So I have a question about adding to that into my diet. I'm hearing a lot about MCT oil and the benefits of coconut oil, but I had also heard that there needed to be a ratio between the omega-3s and the omega-6s. And I was wondering if you could shed some light on that, because I don't want to contradict or counteract the good that's being done with the omega-3.
Sure.
Right. And that's a great question. And there has been some push and now push back, actually. Just remember the coconut oil. I would personally, between you, me, and the door, I would stay away from the coconut oil. Because the coconut oil has been found to actually increase cholesterol levels in the long run, and you have to be careful with the coconut oil because I don't see any benefit of mixing the two together with the ratios. What you're talking about with the ratios is the omega-3s to omega-6s.
Mm-hmm.
With an American diet or a Western diet, we tend to have way too much of the omega-6, and the ratio really heads the wrong way. And what we find is that ratio, we have way too many omega-6s. And remember, what omega-6s do is omega-6s increase the amount of inflammation in our bodies. And that's why it's important to look at the Mediterranean diet, because the Mediterranean diet is really much higher in omega-3s, and that's really the way you want to go. There are a lot of people out there that are pushing the coconut oil thing, but remember, coconut oil has been found, and it can give us a little bit higher levels of HDL, but it still raises our bad cholesterol, our LDL levels, because remember, coconut oil is really 90% saturated fat, and saturated fats really can raise our LDL levels. So you have to be extremely, extremely careful when people talk to you about the coconut oil. I personally think it's much, much safer to stick to the omega-3s that you've been hanging on to or taking for the past 10 years. I always say, don't change something that's good.
Don't fix it if it's not broke.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't break it if it's not broken. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Karen, hang on the line. We're going to get your information. We're going to send you a free bottle of Rescue 1250 as a result of your call here into the program. That's Karen from West Mount Airy. You can jump on her line. That is either use your cell phone. All you have to do is push #1210 or toll free 855-839-1210. We're at the halfway point of this edition of the Rescue Healthline. So we're going to get ready for another break here. When we come back, we'll continue with the conversation with Dr. Levy. But of course, if we get calls, we'll go to the phones as we continue to talk about exercise and aging. Here's a testimonial from Lynn, who writes in. She says, I took LDLX, red yeast rice, once daily, and 1 teaspoon of liquid omega 1250 daily, and lowered my LDL from 141 to 117 in 6 months. Also lowered my total cholesterol from 220 to 190 in 6 months. My doctor and I are happy with the results. Well, Lynn, they're great results, and we thank you for your testimonial. And you can read more testimonials like that online at myrescueproducts.com. It's a great website. Whether the show is on the air, it's a great resource to go for all things rescue. And whether you're looking for more information about the rescue omegas, and there are now 8 to choose from, or if you want to know more about the LDL Q10 or the LDL or the HDL plus, the LDL2, all the omegas, all the products, they're all there. And it's an easy website to navigate and negotiate, myrescueproducts.com, and they spell rescue, R-E-S-Q. And that's where you can also take advantage of this weekend's offer, where you can save significantly this weekend on all rescue products. You can save 40% when you buy 4 bottles or more on all rescue single bottles when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code WPHTSAVE40. That's WPHTSAVE40. And if you place an order over $99, you will get bonus free shipping. So what are you waiting for? You could go online, or you could wait about a half hour and call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo, along with our good friend Dr. Eric Lebby, as we talk about exercise and aging. And we're talking and citing this study that we mentioned at the outset of the program here, a new study showing people who exercise are able to delay the aging process in many different ways. We talked about that study in detail at the onset of the program, but I want to go back there because the cyclists in the study, Dr. Lebby, also did not have an increase in body fat, as you mentioned. So at what age then does metabolism begin to slow down? And might a product like Metabolock help people, or even the ideal weight for people concerned with age-associated weight gain?
You know, Paul, that's a great question. And, you know, when you look, again, this is, I'm going to give a similar, you know, people will think, why is he giving such a nebulous answer? Because it's really different for different people. And, you know, if you are sedentary, you know, I basically look at people that are sedentary and I say, add 10 to 15 years on your life. And that's where you are now. In other words, instead of being 40, you're 55. Instead of being 55, you're 80.
Wow.
You know, so that's how significant being sedentary can be. If you're sedentary, remember, and you're eating, you know, what's the point of us eating? And this is another thing, Paul, you have to understand. When I'm talking to people about their losing weight or staying in an ideal weight, it's really a simple process, and people think too hard. It's really, you know, I tell people there are really 2 ways to lose weight. You either decrease what's going in, or you increase what's coming out. And when I talk about coming out, I mean output. Well, I mean exercise, right? Mm-hmm. So the best way is to combine the two. So you watch your input, you watch what's going in, but at the same time, you're also exercising and increasing your output. So if we just really manage what we're eating properly, you know, and you can, you know, people that exercise will attest to this, is you find that you can eat more. Why? Why is that? Because you're burning the calories, and on top of it, you know, your body is able to metabolize things faster. So in other words, people that exercise, Paul, have better metabolism. People that sit around on the sofa and don't do anything, your metabolism slows down. Your body doesn't need to do it. So what your body's doing is just taking what you're bringing in and putting it into storage, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, when you're an exerciser or you're very active, you're taking in fuel as you go because your body needs that fuel to keep moving. So the body's going to either use it or store it. So if you're not active, then your body's going to store it, and that's where we gain the weight. And that's right. What's, you know, so you know, the first thing we have to do is increase our activity. But you mentioned the Metabolock and you mentioned the Rescue Ideal Weight, two great products when it comes to, managing our weight along with the other things. Again, Paul, there's no special pill. There's no magic pill. You can turn on the TV and see all these magic pills or all these magic ways to lose weight, the fasting diet, the cookie diet, the bone marrow diet. None of those things really work over time. The thing that works over time is being smart. The thing that works over time is knowing, you know, how your body works and knowing what to do to optimize your input, optimize your output by really focusing on the activities that you do or don't do and just being smart about the way we eat. But the Metabolock, both the Metabolock and the Rescue Ideal Weight will help you lose weight sensibly. Let's just use that word sensibly, because you know you're not going to lose 20 pounds in a month. You know, it's just not going to happen. But you know, you and I talk about losing that pound or two a week, and extrapolating that out over a year process, even giving yourself 2 months of holiday. So you might lose 20 or 30 pounds a year. If done properly along with the proper amount of exercise and just eating a sensible diet, Paul. People, you know, want to find that magic diet, the no-carb diet, these other crazy diets that are out there. But some of these diets, Paul, put our bodies into what's called a starvation mode. And that's not good for our bodies. That's not good for our health. It's not good for our hearts. And it's really not good for our bodies in the long run. We've gotten so far away from the four food groups. I mean, I remember when I was in school, Paul, we had to memorize the four food groups and know, sure, you know, what they were and how many servings a day. You know, now people, if you mention the four food groups, people kind of look at you cross-eyed. What's that? Well, there are four food groups, and it's important to, it's important to have carbs. You know, I don't believe in the no-carb diet. I am a firm disbeliever of the no-carb diet. Will it lose weight? Yes. Will you lose initial weight from it? Yes. But you can't eat a no-carb diet for the rest of your life. It's impossible. So you need to just learn how to eat sensibly. You know, it's just like going to school. You have to learn certain things. Well, one of the things you have to learn in life is how to eat properly. And it starts when we're young, Paul, and we've gotten to the point where we're that supersized fast food society, where kids drink these glasses of soda. They're more like jugs of soda that I can't get over. I can't believe it. That you and I, when we were kids, would never even dream of drinking that. You know, sure, the paper little bags of fries that we used to eat, the kids would laugh at that. That's like, you know, two or three fries compared to the gallon of fries that they have today. So, you know, that's the first thing we have to do is really work on portioning and really concentrate on the four food groups. And really make sure that we're getting enough essential vitamins and minerals, and especially the essential fatty acids that we talk about, the EPA and DHA. And there's really no better way to get it than through the power of choice and the eight different choices that we have. I know the last caller mentioned that she took the Rescue 1250 Plus and the Calamarine.
Right.
She kind of combined them together and make me think, oh, is that a new product? But she's taking, you know, the omega-3s, and was wondering about the coconut oil, and I'm obviously down the coconut oil, and we should really stick to the essential fatty acids, the EPA and DHA, and there's no better way to get it than through the Rescue products. And you're going to get the three P's, power, potency, and purity, that you won't get anywhere else. I was just with a couple patients this week that brought in some products that they were taking to show me what they were taking, and it was almost laughable, the ingredients in the so-called fish oil that they were taking compared to the Rescue products. And thankfully I got those people, showed them the numbers and got them to switch to the rescue products, because it really does make a difference. You know, what you're putting in your body really makes a difference, Paul. And you and I also talk about knowing not only what's, you know, what's on the label, but what's behind the label. And that's, sure, that's what's really important. And it's really important to know that the safety and all the work that goes into making sure that those three P's make it to your house. You know, that's what's so important, because, you know, having the Eurofins, you know, toxicology lab look into the, you know, over almost 200 impurities that can possibly be in the fish oil and make sure that it's not there. You know, that's reassuring to me to know that I can recommend this to my patients and know that they're getting what it says. And not only my patients, Paul, because I treat my patients the same as I do my friends and family, and believe it or not, myself, because I take the product. So I'm not going to want to take the impurities that are in the products. And now with the Rescue Arctic Cod, you know, they can narrow it down to the actual boat that the fish are coming off of. So, you know, that's what's so important. I mean, when I'm in work, you know, when I give somebody a steroid injection, you know, I have to mark the lot number and I have to mark the expiration date on the bottles that I'm using when I'm injecting that patient. It's very important, because if something, God forbid, happens, I can track it to the bottle. Well, that's the same exact standards that this company uses when it comes to their omega-3s. You know, they really care, and God forbid there ever is a problem, they can look back and know which batch it's from and what happened. But it doesn't even get to that point, Paul, because they have somebody looking and checking, double-checking and triple-checking before it even gets to us. And that's what makes these products so safe. And it's so dangerous, Paul, because we don't realize that this stuff is not regulated. And you can, you know, you and I can start our own fish oil, you know, Paul's and Eric's fish oil, and we can put WD-40 in it, motor oil, we can do whatever we want. And we can place it on a shelf and put a really cool labeling on it and say, this is the best stuff since sliced bread. And if we pay enough money to put it at eye level, and we pay enough money to get some, you know, promoter of the product, you know, who knows? It could take off, Paul. Yeah. But is that going to actually help the people? No. Of course it's not going to help the people. And could it even harm the people? Sure. So that's why it's so dangerous out there when you reach and grab a bottle of fish oil or any other supplement when you don't know where it's coming from.
We're going to take another break here, and when we come back from the break, we'll have one more segment straight ahead. So if you want to jump on board one of our available phone lines, 855-839-1210 will get you in right now. 855-839-1210. You can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push pound 1210. That'll also get you a free bottle of Rescue 1250 when you get on the air. Now, if you would like to take advantage of this weekend's offer, and I encourage you to do so, because you could save 40% when you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code WPHTSAVE40. That's WPHTSAVE, the number 40. So 40% savings when you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles. WPHTSAVE40. Go online, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. That's that special web page they have set up just for you to take advantage of this offer. Or you could wait about 10 minutes and call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's the Rescue Health Line here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Health Line here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Levy. We're talking about exercise and aging, and we're citing this study that we started out with at the beginning of the program here about people who exercise are able to delay the aging process in many different ways. And Dr. Levy, increasing, sort of dovetailing on that, is that this study also showed that men who participated also had higher testosterone levels. So why is this important to health, especially men's health?
Well, remember, Paul, you know, we talk about, you know, hitting that age 20 to 30 and then suddenly losing our testosterone levels, you know, by anywhere from 0.5% to 1% per year. for the rest of our lives, and some people lose it even quicker. You know, one way to prevent that from happening, Paul, or at least to slow it down, is exercise, obviously. So I think the common theme, Paul, throughout this show today is just the showing the importance of exercise and, you know, how it can slow the actual aging process down. Because, you know, we've talked about cholesterol, we've talked about, you know, the testosterone levels in men, we've talked about, you know, other things such as blood pressure and things that tend to increase in our metabolism slowing down with age. But we can kind of counteract that with exercise. And, you know, that's one, I think, one of the key takeaways from this hour today. And, you know, getting started, getting that exercise started is another key takeaway from today's program, because there are people listening today that do exercise and do get their 150 minutes or at least a week in, and that's key. Learning to do an exercise that you enjoy, finding something you enjoy, and really understanding that, hey, this is exercise and I do enjoy this, and I'm going to continue to do this and make this part of my daily routine. Very important. And we talked about the Rescue Cardio Power and the Rescue Orosine being two things that can give you that jump start, Paul. And I'd like to mention one more new product, Paul, that I think can be great for people that are already exercising or people that need that little kick in the rear to get exercise started, and that's the Rescue Renew You. It's a powder, and you just add it to a bottle of water, and you use that bottle of water throughout your exercise regimen. And what it really does, Paul, is really give us that extra boost we need. It gives us that energy, but also helps us promote healthy muscle mass, helps combat free radical damage, supports our skin, preserves our mind and body wellness. But it also has that same ingredient that I mentioned that's in the Cardio Power and also in the Rescue Orosine, and that's the inosine, which will really give us that little boost for exercise tolerance. So I think that adding the Rescue Renew You to your exercise regimen is really a good thing and can really help you throughout that process where you're building up that exercise tolerance. Because we know, Paul, we know how important exercise is. Exercise, sleep, and nutrition. We talk about it every week. Now it's about time that our listeners get up and start doing that exercise. Listen, exercise is free, Paul. It doesn't cost any money.
That's right.
You know, going to the gym, it might cost you some money, but there's plenty of exercise that you can do, Paul, that's completely free. And, you know, the hardest thing is getting it started. And once you get started, Paul, exercise can be an addiction, and it's one of those few addictions in our life that's actually good, Paul. And, you know, get addicted to exercise, and it will be the best thing you've ever done.
Yeah, and, you know, as Dr. Lemmy mentioned, sometimes the hardest part is getting started. And, look, maybe you pair up with, maybe it's your husband or wife, maybe it's a friend at work, maybe it's a next-door neighbor, and if the two of you motivate each other, then maybe that's the little push that you need to get started. And as I said earlier in the program, you know, as spring is literally days away, although I don't know if Mother Nature realizes that or not, maybe she's on some other type of calendar, but fact of the matter is, as we move into, you know, nicer weather, yeah, you're going to get out there and start doing gardening. You're going to get out there and start, you know, cleaning up around the house, you know, getting rid of some of the debris that has blown into the backyard because of the wintry winds. But, you know, so as the weather starts to improve, maybe that's the ticket for you to get started on this road to a better you. You know, the winter, let's say, is pretty much behind us. You look forward to the spring and the summer, and yeah, before you know it, it'll be Memorial Day holiday weekend, and people will be headed to the Jersey Shore, and you're going to say, gee, I wish I would have kept true to that promise of losing 10 pounds back in January, because God knows I'm not going to fit into that bathing suit. So maybe now is the time to make it your number one priority to get out there and exercise a little bit. It's been a fascinating hour. This study really has shed so much light on so many different things for us. Dr. Lemmy, I want to thank you for your time, and we'll do it again next weekend.
Paul, as always, I look forward to it.
All right, Dr. Eric Lebby with us here on this edition of the Rescue Healthline. And one more time, I'm going to run down the weekend promotion. It is a limited time offer. Will expire Friday at midnight. But look, you owe it to yourself. Pick up that phone. You could do that right now at 1-800-26-ALIVE or shop online at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. You can save 40%. When you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles, when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code WPHT, save 40. That's WPHTSAVE, the number 40. So if you place your order and it's over $99, you're going to get bonus free shipping. Don't miss out. Call now, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or shop online at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. And thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.